This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin said Monday Russian President Vladimir Putin is ready to discuss a range of rights issues with his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden when they meet next month, apparently including the, quote, persecution of those behind the U.S. Capitol riot earlier this year. Biden on Sunday pledged to press the Kremlin chief to uphold human rights when they meet in Geneva in mid-June for their first summit. Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov told reporters Monday Moscow would not shy away from discussing any issue at the summit, and Putin could raise the January 6 protests in support of Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump. He says Russia is monitoring the, quote, persecution of those behind the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol, adding that Russia wants to discuss protection of opposition rights in the United States. The face-to-face summit meeting between Putin and Biden comes amid the biggest strain in ties between the two countries since the end of the Cold War. Tensions are high over jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, the military conflict in Ukraine, and most recently in Belarus, after authorities last week forced a European passenger plane to land in Minsk and arrested a dissident journalist. China's state media reported Monday the country will now allow couples to have three children after a census showed its people are rapidly aging. The country is further unwinding four decades of strict family planning controls as the world's most populous nation faces a falling birth rate. China relaxed its controversial one-child policy to a two-child policy in 2016 due to widespread concerns over its aging workforce and slow economic growth. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 50 people were killed overnight in two new attacks in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, monitors said Monday, as a local official blamed a notorious group linked to the Islamic State. The monitors say it happened in an area that has long had a reputation for attacks from the group known as ADF, or Allied Democratic Forces. A local leader attributed the attacks to the ADF, a historically Ugandan Islamist group blamed for several massacres in the past 18 months. They are the deadliest of an estimated more than 100 armed militias that roam the mineral-rich east of the DRC, many of them remnants of two regional wars that ran from 1996 to 2003. The United States in March said the ADF is linked to ISIS. Egypt's intelligence chief met Hamas leaders in Gaza on Monday to try to bolster a ceasefire between the Palestinian militant group and Israel and to discuss reconstruction plans following recent hostilities, Egyptian and Palestinian officials said. The visit was the first by an Egyptian intelligence chief since the early 2000s. Fighting between Israel and Hamas erupted on May 10th, and Gaza medical officials claimed 253 Palestinians were killed during the fighting. Gaza's housing ministry says thousands of homes were damaged or destroyed in the 11 days of fighting. A ministry official put the cost of rebuilding at $150 million. India's Serum Institute will increase production of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines by nearly 40% in June, officials said on Monday, as the country works to fix a shortage that has worsened the country's battle with coronavirus. India has struggled with a catastrophic outbreak of COVID-19 since last month, which is only now starting to lessen after killing tens of thousands of people. The Serum Institute of India, the world's biggest manufacturer of vaccines, will make 90 million doses of AstraZeneca in June from about 65 million a month now, a company spokesman told Reuters. Most of the shots administered in India are AstraZeneca, but a government official says another local firm also plans to ramp up its production to 23 million in June from about 10 million in April. Only about 3% of India's population are fully vaccinated, and about 12% have got the first shot and are waiting for the second. State governments, including the capital of Delhi, have reported shortages of vaccines, and some are inoculated only the elderly and frontline workers. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.